You are listening to an online message from Limbrook Wood Baptist Church. For more messages, upcoming events and weekly activities, please visit www.lwbc.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching Limbrook Wood BC. Thank you for tuning in.
Welcome to this morning's message. This is the final part in the series, Anything's Possible. This is week 4 of 4, and our title is Straight Paths. Straight Paths. This reading this morning comes from Proverbs 3, 1 to 12. In particular, you'll notice in verse 6, this is where we get the title from. So Proverbs 3, 1 through 12. It's entitled in some of your books, Wisdom Bestows Well-being or Guidance for the Young. It says this, My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you'll win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. As a father, the son he delights in. Now today's key topic is really summed up quite simply as this. There's actually a difference between having a theoretical knowledge of God as opposed to actually allowing God to take you by the hand and lead you in accordance with his plans. And that first example that I just gave you is essentially just that theoretical head knowledge. It's something you can learn, but it doesn't necessarily impact your life. Take a coat, for example. You can choose whether to wear a coat or not to wear a coat. But if, for example, your friends or family start laughing at you or making fun of this coat that you're wearing, then you'll probably take it off. And for some, God is like that. God can be a bolt-on to your life that you might like. It might seem like a good idea at the time, but as soon as someone makes fun of you or God, you immediately reject God and pretend you're never really interested in him anyway. Have you ever had an experience like this? If you have, look, you're in good company. Just think of one of Jesus' closest friends, Peter. You know, Jesus foretold he would deny him 3 times, and Peter says, No, not I, Lord. And yet, when that cock crowed, Peter realized what he had done. And we've all been in similar places like that, whether you are a Christian or not. There's times where we've denied our God, denied who he is. People have made fun of us and we've been embarrassed. Our reading this morning, particularly in verses 5 and 6, is the key verse to this message, and it will conclude this series for us. If you just want to have a look back yourself, Proverbs 3, 5 through to 6, it says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths straight. Now, the particular bit I really want to unpack this morning is that last phrase, because this is a promise from God, and God always keeps his promises. So hopefully, like me, you want to claim this truth from God and just dwell in that place of blessing that his promises give us. Now, as I was researching at this verse and what others have actually said about it, I came across a quote. It's from quite an old pulpit commentary, actually. I've translated this into a little bit of modern language, but it's quite helpful. And it says this, because there's a Hebrew verb, yada, that signifies to know or recognize. And to acknowledge God is therefore to recognize in all our dealings and undertaking God's overruling providence, which shapes our ends, as a rough hew of them as we will. Now, it's not a mere theoretical acknowledgement, but one that engages the whole energies of the soul and sees in God power and wisdom and providence and goodness and justice. And this means it calls us to consider in all parts, or to reflect upon God. Now, King David's advice to his son Solomon is, you have to know the God of your father. Now, we may well acknowledge Jehovah or God, for he knows the way of the righteous, it says in Psalm 1:6. Therefore, acknowledging God also implies that we must firstly work out if what we're about to do in our lives is actually in accordance with his precepts, or modern language, with his general rules. And then look for God's direction and that illumination, and he, God, will make yours and my paths straight. God himself will make them straight or level, removing all obstacles out of the way. Or we shall, under God's direction, prosper. And he helps us to resolve issues that we have successfully. We shall be virtuous, inasmuch as we won't be tempted to do the things we know are wrong. And God will guard us against these things. And as the result of that is that we will be happy, because we're prosperous. Who doesn't like that? And as mentioned already, this is wrapped up in a promise from God. You see, God here binds himself by a covenant, which is like a contract we enter into with God. And when the power of this contract is properly credited to God, we will rejoice in the blessings that come from it. And this is where the main theme of this series kind of draws together, because anything's possible with God. And that key link phrase here is with God. You know, this message isn't anything's possible on my own, or anything's possible with my cool friend or family member or whoever it is that you look up to. There may be lots of things possible with them, but only with God is anything possible. Now, if you want to flick forwards or scroll forwards in your Bibles to Jeremiah 10, that's Jeremiah 10, we find one of Jeremiah's prayers. Now, it's worth mentioning, if you don't know about the prophet Jeremiah, he was a bit of an Eeyore of the Bible. Now, he was living in a massive time of uncertainty, probably a bit like us today. For him, the economy was about to collapse. There was an enemy closing in. Many had already been taken into slavery. But the so-called wisdom of those in charge was to keep calm and carry on. Keep calm and carry on. Now, Jeremiah had a different message to bring, and this was that judgment was coming. And for Jeremiah, this was actually something very difficult to bring, and it pretty much consumed him. So bear this in mind as we start to read his prayer here in Jeremiah 10. And we'll dive in at verses 23 through to 25. And this is, it's entitled in my Bible, I don't know what it's got in yours. It says, Jeremiah's Prayer. And verse 23 says this, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It is not for them to direct their steps. Discipline me, Lord, but only in due measure. Not in your anger, or you'll reduce me to nothing. Pour out your wrath on the nations that do not acknowledge you, on the peoples who do not call on your name. For they have devoured Jacob, they have devoured him completely, and destroyed his homeland. Now, I don't want to go and unpack too much of that chunk of scripture this morning, but just that opening verse there in verse 23 that says, Lord, I know that people's lives are not their own. It's not for them to direct their steps. And you see, this verse helps us to understand the key part of our message this morning, which is the straight paths. And it is this. If you and I want to walk in the blessings that God offers us, then we have to understand that God's not a bolt-on. He's not the fourth emergency service. He doesn't come after the police and the fire and the ambulance. God is after being number one in your life. And he wants to be a part of everything, absolutely everything in our lives. Now, if you've not listened to the previous messages, I would encourage you to go back and listen to them and watch the videos I mentioned as the practical examples I gave, particularly in those first two messages, because those illustrations demonstrate what it means to be in Christ and Christ in us. And once we actually get this, once we understand that, and I mean really get it, then our relationship with God is inseparable. It's an unbreakable relationship. It's really powerful. It's beautiful. And you will understand that God is always there for each and every one of us. Now, I don't know if you know the story of the prodigal son, but like the father in that prodigal son story, my dear friend said it should actually not be called the prodigal son, it should be called the father's love, because actually it's the father's love that makes all the difference here. And my question to you would be, do you know the father's love today? Are you resting in the father's love? Have you realized that the things that sometimes you and I chase after in this world keep letting us down, and we're always looking for something different? Does it feel that sometimes you actually feel like you're chasing the wind? You think, if only I'd got this or only I got that, then everything would have worked out amazingly. But the chasing of the wind part is this, is that amazingly every time it lets you and I down. And this can be in any area of our lives. It could be at work. You think, if only that promotion, and then you never get it. With your finances, if only I just had a little bit more, then I could. It may be family or friends, even your pets, neighbours, work colleagues. Dare I say it, even your pastor might let you down. Now, if you've heard my story of how I found that faith relationship with God, then you will know that my focus changed from all the stuff in this world that I wanted, all those things. I had that moment where I realized it would turn to dust. And that's not just stuff, that was family and friends as well. And I realized that chasing after all that stuff was not going to fulfill me. And I had that moment. It was literally, if anybody says I had a moment where the light switch went on or the light went on, I realized that accepting the love that God had for me was an eternal love, and that love is always going to be there for me. And I'd never experienced anything like that, and I wanted it. And it was in that moment, I suppose in that moment, there's an eternal part of me and there's an eternal part of you. And I suddenly understood that eternal love was an offer to me. And I saw how this broken world wanted to rob me of that simple and just beautiful truth. And the truth is this, that God loves me and he loves you and he loves us with that, an eternal love. And he invites us into that eternal relationship with him. And my question to you, that challenge this morning is, do you know that love? Does it sound wonderful? The question is, do you want that love? If that love is true and that's real, do you want it? And in fact, there's a bigger question. Do you want that love? And do you want it right now? You see, maybe you just need to pause for a moment and give yourself just a good talking to. You see, is this world and all it has to offer really satisfying you? Ask yourself. Or are you just having to work too hard for it all? Maybe you're working too hard to protect it. You might have lots of it and you think, I'm doing all right, but now you're worried about it and you're protecting it. You're watching the stock market and everything else going on around you. Oh, have I lost my fortune? Maybe you're thinking, how am I going to earn it? How am I going to get enough? And then you've got to ask yourself the question, is all this worth it? Because in these challenging times, I think now when we're all locked in, I bet there's been a massive perspective change on what is important to each and every one of us. Maybe you've had that thought like I have as well. What was I so busy with? And I think it's because of this, because our identity can be so easily shaped by what we do. And I want to tell you this morning, God's not concerned by what we do. He's more interested in who you and I are. And his love for us is such that when we have that relationship with him, he wants to make our paths straight. What does that mean? He wants to make life simple, to remove busy or busyness, and to strip back that thought that we can actually earn his love. Now, you may have heard this before, this saying, maybe not, but I think some truth in it. And it says this: there's nothing we can do to make God love us more. And there's nothing we can do to make God love us less. You see, this doesn't depend on you and I as to how God loves us. The reality is God loves us all. And more so, he is a patient father, like in that story of the prodigal son. He is that patient father that is waiting for you and I to return home to him. And when we do, we won't find a father or a God that's going to tell us off. Instead, we find those eternal, everlasting arms surrounding us. And if you just want a beautiful picture from some of the things that explains what God is like, it says God himself will be singing over us. And he'll tell us he's been waiting for us to come home. And he's so pleased that we've chosen to do that. He's got the most wonderful place for us forever and ever. Now that's a wow moment, isn't it? And maybe you just need to hear that this morning. As there's so many things that maybe are going around your mind and you've got fears and concerns, run to those everlasting arms. God himself will sing over you. And he said, I've been waiting for you to come home. I've been waiting for you to come home. Wow, that is a wow moment, isn't it? So look, I've got an invitation for you this morning. Of course, I've got an invitation for you. If you've got this far through the message and you're saying to yourself, yes, 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 I want this love, then God says, I've made a way for you. And to prove that, I've even conquered death itself. And if you've got fear of death at the moment, that is something that you need to hear. Because unlike other faith groups which tell you what you need to do to be right with their God, my God says this: I've done it all for you. It is my gift to you. Well, what is that gift? Well, that gift is himself. God himself came to earth in bodily form. You'll know his name. His name is Jesus. And the Bible says it is by that name and that name alone that we can enter into that eternal relationship with God. And God made it really easy, really simple to be saved from an eternity without him. So what's the first thing you do when you realise you're going in the wrong direction? Well, of course, hopefully one would stop. You'd stop and turn around and go in the right direction. If you've got your sat-nav on, we've all heard it, perform a U-turn. Well, the Bible calls this repentance. We turn from going our own way and we go God's way, down God's paths, his straight paths. And we also need to recognise that we've done things that separate us from God as well. Now, we've all probably told a lie at some point in our lives. Most of us have probably stolen something. If you're saying, no, I haven't, I bet maybe you took a sweet when you were told you couldn't as a child. Or it could even be something simple like a pen from work. I'm not talking about robbing a bank here. We can all take things that are not ours. And this is because by our nature, the Bible says a word that not a lot of people like nowadays, we are born of sin. We're born of sin. Why has that phrase come about? Well, because Adam and Eve disobeyed God as their offspring, this is our natural direction too. Not to follow God, but go our own way. You and I know that. We really simply go our own way. It always seems right. But actually, if you've recognized that actually your way isn't always right, as I said a moment ago, and you say, actually, no, I want to stop. I want to turn around. I want to perform that U-turn and follow God. Then we also need to say sorry for all the stuff we've messed up. And we need to recognize and hear this, because this is a good illustration. For some of us, if it went to court, there'd either be a huge fine or even a prison sentence for us. But actually, this stuff we've done wrong that offends God, well, actually, the reality is there is a price for us to pay. our lives are broken and this world is broken. And actually, this brokenness carries a death sentence. We see death all around us. We see the world in decay, and we see those dear loved ones die. And when they do, death never seems right. But there's an enemy of God, and he never wants us to find that love of God. And he loves it when we die and we never turn to God. He wants to rob God of our souls. But you and I have got a choice. And this is where our loving God stepped in for us. He said, I'll pay your debts for you in full. God says, I will even take your place on death row. I love you so much, I will lay my life down so that you might be able to live and be free from the curse of eternal death. Now, I mentioned about God's promises and that his word is true. And there's probably a Bible passage, even if you're not a Christian and you're listening to this morning, it's probably a Bible verse I can almost guarantee you'll know. And it's John 3:16. And John 3:16 says this, for God so loved the world that God himself, he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And as part of the previous messages, we were talking about what is it that we believe? What is it that we believe? How do we believe? Well, it's not a passive thing. We have to do something. And if you look in Romans 10:9, it's one of my favorite verses that says this. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Now, this is not rocket science. It's also not religious. You know, this is relationship. And God offers you an eternal relationship with him. So in closing today, look, whether you're a Christian for many years or you're just listening to this message for the first time, it's great to come to God and claim his promises. So I'm going to pray a prayer in a moment. And if you want to pray that prayer with me, I'll leave a little pause for you to repeat. And today, you can receive that love that God wants to pour into your life right now. And one day when this life is over, I want you to know that we have a hope and a knowledge that we will be with him forever. And that is good. So I want to pray, and if you want to join with me in this prayer, then just repeat these words after I pray. Let's pray. Father, I have broken your rules that were meant to bring good things into my life. And the things I've done wrong have separated me from you. I'm truly sorry. I turn away from my past life and walk your straight paths. Please forgive me. And help me avoid messing things up again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my wrongdoing. That he was resurrected from the dead. He is alive. And he hears my prayer. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life, to rule and to reign in my heart from this day forward. God, please send your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and to do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Look, if you've prayed that prayer for the first time, I'd love to hear from you. Now, you can either contact me via the website form or you can email me. I'll put a link in the message below. I'd love to speak with you some more and encourage you and support you as you find out all that God has for you. And if you've been in the faith for many years, and again, just the freshness of that just sparks you anew, just pray that prayer again. Please send your Holy Spirit to help me obey you. That's what we want, isn't it? Not just to rest in those Father's arms as he sings over us, but this is good news. And what does God say we've got to do with that good news? He says, go. Go and tell others the good news. So go and tell someone else today. Go and tell someone about the hope that you have. Tell them about a God that loves you so very much. And even though this life can be difficult and hard sometimes, he's always with us. And that promise this morning is that he'll make our paths straight. May God bless you. May you know his straight paths.
You are listening to an online message from Limbrook Wood Baptist Church. For more messages, upcoming events, and weekly activities, please visit www.lwbc.org.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter by searching Limbrook Wood BC. Thank you for tuning in.